The Bridge at Waterloo is the project of St John's Church, which is already supporting people into employment through engaging with the arts and heritage, basically. So far we've run one course, which was in the summer last year, called Digital Futures, which trained 16 unemployed young people from Lambeth in coding skills, and they created an app, which was an interactive app for a dance piece that was then shown at the Strive Festival at the South Bank Centre. So they developed their skills in coding and computer programming. Not everybody knows what coding is. I didn't before I started the course, started running the course. And they also developed their soft employment skills. And then they went off and got placements in local businesses, for example, Panacea, which is a software business based in Waterloo, just off Waterloo Road. And they then got jobs, some of them, or they certainly got very good experience and training, which helped them to move forward.
And obviously St John's is an unparalleled position, having places like the South Bank Centre on its doorstep. How do you see the role of the Bridge at Waterloo and St John's in linking people to some of the opportunities available in places like that?
Yeah. We deliberately called it the Bridge because a bridge is a place which connects people, and also because it's close to Waterloo Bridge. And we have an extraordinary range of contacts in the area, from the National Theatre and the South Bank Centre and Shell and the South Bank Employers Group to very small businesses locally and our traders who are working in front of the church. We also have lots of people within the congregation who are very, very connected in all sorts of different ways. And we're connected to local communities. So I think we have a unique proposition, both in terms of the what we can bring in terms of skills, but also in terms of opening up opportunities for people. And that's why we focused on the arts and heritage, really. The arts, because we're already hosting lots of arts organisations and we have huge amounts of music here. And heritage, because we are a grade 2-star listed building, and we're kind of one of the oldest buildings in Waterloo, and there's a lot of history within the building, but there's also a lot of history around us, and we want to be able to tell some of the stories of Waterloo as well. We think that we can offer support and training to unemployed people through running projects which tell the stories or which engage with the arts. So it sounds quite... In a way, it sounds quite complicated, but I think it makes sense because it means that we're using our building and our resources in ways which celebrate Waterloo, but also enable people to move forward.
You've talked about the driving force being the employment and skills and training side of things, but the project also involves some changes to the fabric of St John's. What do those involve?
Yeah. There's some very straightforward changes to the fabric. The crypt of St John's was originally designed for bodies, and then they stopped burying bodies in the crypt in 1854 after the London Burial Act. And then it was pretty much derelict, I think, until the Second World War, when it became an air raid shelter. And then after the Second World War, I think in the 80s, it was converted into a homelessness centre run by St Mungo's. That closed around 15 years ago, I think, and about half the crypt now offers accommodation to arts organisations. The rest of it is derelict, and it's a stunning space, or has the potential to be a stunning space. So we want to open that up, put some heating in. We want to damp-proof it and just make it a really beautiful space. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we don't have disabled access into the crypt, so we need to put a lift in and a better staircase to make the connections work between ground floor and basement. And then the church itself was bombed in 1940, and it was renovated in 1951 for the Festival of Britain. But when they renovated it, they didn't put back the galleries which were originally there. So lots of people say that the St John's is very barn-like. It's very big. It feels kind of almost too big for the building. So what we want to do in the main body of the church is reinstate the galleries, working with a very good architect called Eric Parry, who did St Martin in the Fields and is also doing the next tallest tower block in the city. He's a wonderful architect and has got a really visionary understanding of what the building might be. And so the total cost of the project is around £3-3.5 million. But what it will do is absolutely bring the building into the 21st century and make sure it can play its part in the whole of the South Bank Waterloo area, which is experiencing so much change at the moment.
And I think for those of us who've kind of only known St John's in its present configuration might imagine that the main body of the church had kind of always looked fairly similar, but actually looking at some of the photographs you've displayed here in the past, the changes to the interior have been quite dramatic according to changing liturgical tastes and so on. What are some of the key points of the kind of 21st century version of St John's?
Yeah. But originally, yes, there were galleries down both sides, so it was kind of same shape and as St Martin in the Fields. In the mid-19th century, there was a new altar, which was very Victorian. At the beginning of the 20th century, somebody called Ninian Comper created an enormous canopy over the altar. And then that went when the church was bombed. The 1951 development was by a man called Thomas Ford, and it sort of made up for the galleries not being put back by putting in a big pulpit and a big lectern. So our idea is to put the galleries back, but in a way which is very contemporary, so very 21st century. They're going to be plain. They're going to be slightly angled so that they bring the eye into the high altar. And they're going to celebrate the work of Hans Feibusch. There's a mural behind the altar which will be given new prominence. So the whole building will feel contemporary in a way that it doesn't at the moment, but it will also respect the work of Thomas Ford in 1951, the Festival of Britain work. So it'll obviously be a renovation, there will be new interventions, I think is the architectural term, but it'll be in a building which has both refers to the 20th and the 19th century.
And I think for some people who know St John's, one of the things that might surprise them a bit is that you're going to take the two murals that show the parable of the Good Samaritan on Waterloo Bridge out of public view. Arguably, they're pieces that connect with a sense of place and scripture. What's the thinking behind that choice?
Yeah, we're going to preserve them elsewhere, so we'll take them down carefully and we'll cover them up in such a way that they can be uncovered in the future. But the real thinking is that the main part of the church, the altarpiece, the Feibusch altarpiece and the mural, they're really a standalone piece. And the murals on either side, they almost kind of detract attention from it. And they also kind of detract attention from the way the whole building works. So although in their own right they're really interesting pieces, I think they just don't quite work there as well as they should. And I think we want to also, actually technically they haven't got permission, because when the diocese granted temporary permission for them, which expired a few years ago, and they're not prepared to give a new one, so there is also the point about them being illegal. But it's mainly that the building will work better if they're not there, but we will put them in such a way that they can be rediscovered.
And you've had experience of this kind of project before in Woolworth, where at St Peter's you also led a project that brought parts of the building into use that hadn't been in use before. What lessons have you learnt from that experience that you've incorporated into your thinking for the project here?
I mean, what we did at St Peter's was open up the whole of the crypt, because it was all derelict, and we set up a separate company called Inspire, which is still going strong and providing a lot of training and a lot of support for people in Woolworth who live on or near the Aylesbury estate. I think the main thing that we learned is that it's a great vision to have, and it works. The setting of the company was quite complicated, and I think they've slightly amended what they did originally, and we're going to set up a new company. Well, we have already set up a new company called the Bridge at Waterloo, and we've learned some lessons from Inspire about how that might work. And it's important to be flexible, because you can't really tell what you're going to be doing in 10 years' time. But overall, it has been very successful, and it has enabled the church to play a new part in the life of the community in Walworth, and we're hoping that that's what will happen here as well.
And having been in the parish of Waterloo for 6 or 7 years, what's your kind of assessment of the state of Waterloo as a place? What are some of its challenges and perhaps what are some of its opportunities and the great things about it? It's a place on the cusp of constant change. What does that mean for it as a place where people live as well as work and travel through?
I mean, I'm not the first to say that it's a fantastically exciting place to be in, and it gives us such incredible opportunities, and the people around in Waterloo are, you know, they're amazing, and there's so much energy around here in all sorts of different ways. It's certainly the most complicated area I've ever lived in, and it's got more community organisations per head of population than anywhere else in the world, I think. So that's quite complex, but it gives lots of opportunities. The challenges are huge, aren't they? I mean, there's obviously the challenge about the property prices, which means that, you know, ordinary people can't afford to live here anymore. There's a very high turnover. People, what I find certainly in the church, is that people move in and often move out quite quickly, particularly young people. They're here for 2 or 3 years and then they move on. It's great to have them here, but you don't have that kind of constancy. And the challenge, well, obviously there's the challenge of Brexit coming down the road and what that will do to this area, what that will do to London. I think the main thing, as you say, is that we're on the cusp of constant change. So every time you think you're somewhere, then things change and you're not. And it's how we, as a church who've been here for, you know, 180 years, how we can continue to serve the local area. And that's what we're constantly struggling with, really, and wrestling with, how we can celebrate Waterloo, but also enable it to give the kind of opportunities which it can.
And you've talked about some of the costs of what you're proposing and so on. What support have you managed to draw in so far, and what more is still needed in order to make it happen?
The £3 million question, really. We've raised about £350,000, so we're well on the way. We've had £100,000 from the City Bridge Trust. We've had a promise of £100,000 from Lambeth, which is great. The congregation have funded, they've put in about £70,000, so... And then we've raised some from other trusts as well. So that's really good. I'm in the process of sending off a third stage application to the big lottery fund for another £1 million. And we're hoping very much that we get that. So I think we're looking for probably about another £2 million. We're going to talk to the Heritage Lottery Fund for some of that. And we're talking to trusts and foundations. But we also need support from individuals. We're in the process of working out how we can raise that money. But certainly financial support is very important. Also, any other kind of support in kind, help in developing the courses, in developing the building, all those kind of things. There's lots of things that people can do if they want to get involved.
And if people are interested in getting involved in whatever way, how can they go about that?
Well, the best thing is to contact me, and my email is giles@stjohnswaterloo.org, or my phone number is on our website. And then we can take it from there, or another member of the congregation.